Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, July 6th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, Apple has recently started sending out surveys to iPhone owners about how they use the USB-C charger that comes with their device. The survey asked users about what they did with the USB charger of their previous iPhone after replacing it with a new model. So what Apple is doing here is targeting people who have owned multiple different iPhone models over the years. The survey includes a series of checkboxes with multiple possibilities on how consumers use their iPhone chargers. The options include, I sold or traded it with my old iPhone, I lost it, I gave it to a family member or friend, I still use it at home, I still use it outside at work, school, or other places, or I still have it but I don't use it. Notably, this survey comes as rumors continue to surface claiming that Apple will not include the USB wall brick with the iPhone 12. Interestingly, this survey specifies that Apple wants to know just about the wall brick, not about the in-box lightning cable. Rumors currently suggest that the iPhone 12 will not include the USB wall brick or lightning earpods in the box this year. But at least based on what we know right now, it appears that the lightning cable is here to stay for at least another year. In other news, we recently talked about how TikTok was caught reading user clipboards on iPhone and iPad thanks to a new privacy feature in iOS 14. This time around, iOS 14 users have noticed that the LinkedIn app is also copying and pasting from the clipboard in the background for no apparent reason, raising some privacy concerns. iOS 14 and iPadOS 14 include a new banner alert that lets users know if the app is pasting from the clipboard. This is part of a series of new privacy features that Apple is adding to iOS and iPadOS this year. In the LinkedIn app, you can see that the banner pops up every time a key is pressed. And since iOS has a universal clipboard, the app can even read what's being copied from other devices registered with the same iCloud account. After a video of this gained traction on Twitter, a LinkedIn spokesperson said that the problem is just a software bug and not the expected behavior. The spokesperson also emphasized that LinkedIn does not store or transmit user clipboard data. The bug should be fixed in a future update to the app, but it's still there for now. But again, what's interesting here is that developers are already changing this practice, even though iOS 14 is only available in developer beta. It's clear that having it exposed that your app is reading from the clipboard, even if it's not necessarily nefarious, is something that concerns users, and rightfully so. We expect that many other applications will also make these sorts of changes before iOS 14 is released to the public this fall. We are sponsored this week by Waterminder and Calorie, two applications that make it easier for you to live a healthy and productive life. Keeping track of your daily water intake and making sure your body is well hydrated is not an easy task in today's busy world. But Waterminder is the ultimate tracking tool to stay on top of your daily water intake using iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch. But for ultimate food tracking, check out Calorie. From the creators of Waterminder, Calorie is the easiest way to count calories, track macros, and all of your food intake from your iPhone, iPad, or Apple Watch. Based on your weight, height, and activity level, Calorie will calculate a suggested daily calorie goal just for you. The daily goal can also factor in if you want to maintain, lose, or gain weight. Calorie allows you to seamlessly track everything you eat throughout the day with quick access from Siri shortcuts, Apple Watch, and more. You can learn more and get started today with both Waterminder and Calorie at the link in the show notes below or by searching for them in the App Store on your devices. That's Waterminder and Calorie, C-A-L-O-R-Y. My thanks to Waterminder and Calorie for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. In addition to the redesigned home screen with widgets and the app library, iOS 14 also brings important enhancements to iCloud Keychain. Apple has made a variety of improvements to give users more access to helpful information about their passwords. If you're not familiar with iCloud Keychain, it stores and syncs all of your passwords from different websites and apps through iCloud. You can access iCloud Keychain with an iPhone or iPad by opening the Settings app and then tapping the Passwords menu. With iOS 14, Apple offers a new Security Recommendations menu that only shows you your passwords that could be putting your accounts at risk for some reason. This includes passwords that are easy to guess and even those that may have been involved in a data breach. iCloud Keychain now clarifies what the problem is with each password for each specific account saved there, so users can learn more about creating stronger passwords. And the biggest focus in iOS 14 is on making it more known when a password is at risk. This alert is important not only to let you know to change your password immediately, but also to be aware of what other accounts may be affected if you use repeated passwords. And finally, in addition to iCloud Keychain improvements, Apple also announced an open source project to help developers support strong passwords that are compatible with popular websites. And the company is also adding Touch ID and Face ID support in Safari through the Web Authentication API. iOS 14, iPadOS 14, and macOS Big Sur are all expected to be available to the public this fall with all of these important new keychain features. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include a new video from Jeff Benjamin in which he walks through over 85 new features in macOS 11 Big Sur. We've also got a detailed guide from Michael Stieber on what to expect if you have to visit an Apple store amid the COVID-19 pandemic. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.